Because of this, Cameo Florist announces its Bouquet of the Week. One dozen roses arranged beautifully for just $12.99. Roses always speak of love and unforgettable friendship, and anyone who receives them will be charmed by their beauty. So for someone you care about very much, send the Cameo Florist Bouquet of the Week. One dozen roses, $12.99. When the message is love, Cameo Florist says it best. Order today, 628-2632.
It's 2:20 in Utah's Dixie, and we have back with us Solomon King. Solomon, welcome back to St. George.
Thank you so much. We just got back with a 4,500-mile tour, pushing the new record on all the western states and Canada, where it's coming out also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very well received. We're very excited about it. And I think the reason is, because it's a positive song. You know, it's really a positive song. People say to me, you know, why don't a lot of artists today make positive songs? Well, this is a positive song. It's a story about two people mm-hmm. who see each other for the first time and can feel the love of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because, you know, it's almost like your relationship with a human being, and you feel the energy and so forth and so on, you know, and it builds, and the person catches on fire. She catches on fire. He catches on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that when you first met your wife, where you had that first flame? You
that
know,
was
really
a long
kindled.
Well, time.
But it happens for a lot of people, though. You know?
Yeah,
it really
yeah.
does, you know.
Yeah.
And especially young kids in college and high school and so forth, they find yeah. their first flame,
uh-huh.
and they're ignited all over. You know, nothing. You can't do anything wrong anymore mm-hmm. because life is so beautiful, and God has made it so beautiful, you know, because brought this one into your life.
4,500 miles. Now, you've been gone, what, about 5 weeks now?
We've been gone 5 weeks, uh-huh. yeah.
That's a lot of traveling
it
in
is,
5 weeks.
It really is. And it just, I enjoyed meeting all the people across all the states and the western states and so forth, especially in Canada. They loved it, just mm-hmm. loved it.
This is really a pre-release that's taking place.
Pre-release, right? Which people should be able to, I guess, get it within the next 30 to 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want it to be a summer. We didn't want it to be a summer. Real excited about the kind of reaction we're getting from it all over the country, and especially what we've heard from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes us feel good because, you know, when a lot of artists, you know, today is, I guess, electronics, shall we say, you know, that a lot of artists have recorded a lot of electronics along with their songs and so forth and so on, and it's not true. I don't think it's as true as if you hear real live musicians, big orchestras, strings, the real strings, not string machines and things like that, but to hear the real strings again. And that's what we tried to do here with this record. We tried to bring it into the focus of people being able to hear beautiful music once again. And I'll tell you where we've had a lot of reaction from it, from the senior citizens. They just love it because it... I guess it's my voice, the type of singing that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, one disc jockey said to me, "Don't you sound a bit like Mari Lanza?" And I said, "I don't think Lanza ever sounded anything like that." You know, and he says, "Well, but it's the same kind of feeling." You know, mm-hmm. and I said, "Well, we hope so. We hope that it'll hit the people's hearts just like he did. He was a great singer, and of course, he sang a lot of songs for older people. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a market." With this record that is bringing back sensibility, I think, back to beautiful music once again.
Now, the genesis of the record again. When did you first come across this song?
They've held it for over 2 years.
Capitol Records?
Yeah. Well, not Capitol Records, no. It's been the Brian Ross International Group, part of the Barry White.
Mm-hmm.
And this Robert Jason, this new young writer, has written a lot of songs, and I didn't know it, and he's had a lot of hits already.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd held this thing for 2 years, and they let other singers try it, including Julio Iglesias, and mm-hmm. it didn't come off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a rangy song. I think I put about a 5-octave range into this thing.
Wow.
And it's very dynamic. The words are dynamic. I think what the songwriter tried to say here
mm-hmm.
is like... you know, you could take it for anybody who's an older person or something like that, and he says, "Well, I think life's over for me. I'll never find a love like that again." And then all of a sudden, you know, a man 56 years old or 40, 50, whatever it is, goes to a dance or this or that or meets somebody through somebody else's arranging, and all of a sudden there's that spark, that old lifestyles come back again. that fire starts, even at 50 years old, you know, mm-hmm. starts to rekindle inside the human being's heart. And the guy says, "Hey, maybe I've got a chance here." And, you know, he says, "I know when I look at you, our love is true. I know what love is when I look at you. And she, of course, says the same thing to him with her eyes, you know. And then he says, baby, I'm on fire, and I'll love you forever, endlessly.
Anyway, we ought to play the record.
Yeah,
great. Let's play the record and talk.
Okay.
Okay.
It's no surprise the way I feel. And when you look at me, I know your love is real. I never thought that I could feel this way. And I'm on fire, baby, I'm on fire. I can't believe it's happening to me. And I'm on fire, baby, I'm on fire. And I will love you endlessly. You touch my heart, you touch my soul. You took my half a life and made it whole. When you make love to me, I lose control. And I'm on fire, baby, I'm on fire. I can't believe it's happening to me. And I'm on fire, baby, I'm on fire. And I will love you endlessly. I hope that I understand how very much you mean to me. And the day we met, my life began, because your love has set me free. I hope that this may never come again, and it will be this way until the end. And I'm on fire, baby, I'm on fire. I can't believe it's happening to me. And I'm on fire.
Well, there you have it, Solomon. First time on KDAX Juneau.
Right, yeah.
I'm on fire. That is, I like the idea, the romantic background and the whole thing. It just,
it has
a bigness to it. That's fun.
Yeah, we're excited about it. By the way, it's being sent to the committee for the Grammys.
Super.
From the publishers. Uh-huh. They feel that strong about the song.
They feel that it really has a good shot at an award.
Well, it's a good song. It mm-hmm. really is. It's a song that has something to say, mm-hmm. and I like it because the arrangement, I think, is very, very good. I think the men that arranged it in Hollywood did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
And the flip side, of course, is a song called Nothing Like Your Love that the same writer wrote it also. And this was a song that I used Nancy Porter on, the young lady from St. George here. And she did a beautiful job.
Some exciting things for those who were at the concert down at the Dixie Center that night. That was the first time in public, really.
Right, right.
For
she
both
sang
of those
it
songs.
With me, yeah, mm-hmm. and with both of those songs, yeah, sure was. And I want to thank all the folks, by the way, that did come out to the concert. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun doing it, and a lot of hard work, but we got through it. And it showed what the audience thought and felt that night. We got a beautiful reception, which I do thank the people of St. George for.
Oh, that was an exciting night. It was exciting.
And I thank you for your very gentleness and professionalism that you and Carl Lamar had together. You guys are something else together.
We did have a lot of fun.
Oh,
we were downright silly. Had a lot of fun.
It was that kind of a show where we wanted people to relax, you uh-huh. know, and just feel good mm-hmm. and just see a lot of talent. And as I said, St. George has an immense wealth of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we pretty well captivated, shall we say, the hearts of those that wanted to hear something different in variety. And we certainly had that.
For the record now.
Yes.
This, when will it be released to the public?
Well,
have they given you a date yet?
What they do is they have a pre-release to the DJs.
Which is what's taking
place
now.
Taking place right now.
Mm-hmm.
It will take them, I imagine, mailing and with weather. You know, I never realized it, but the weather is a big factor when you mail out records because they sit in post offices where it's 110 degrees and things like that, you know, or... And you don't know what's going to happen to the record.
Mm-hmm. That's you could change an octave, right?
Yeah, you sure can. Or it can get slower or faster or whatever. But, no, it should be within the next 6 weeks. I think people mm-hmm. will start seeing records coming into the stores, you know.
That's exciting.
And if they want to order it, it's on Starborn Records.
Which is a subsidiary of Capitol.
Subsidiary of the Capitol organization. Mm-hmm. Well... This Brian Ross is a producer who's produced an awful lot of Capitol, but it actually, Starborn Records is an independent record company, all on their own, and they use Capitol, and they use AMI, and they use Warner Brothers and all to distribute for them all over the world.
You recorded this in Southern California, didn't you?
At Capitol Records, yes.
Is this the first time you've recorded in Southern California?
Oh, no.
Now, I know that you've done a lot of things internationally.
Oh, yeah. I recorded Capitol years ago when Nat King Cole was alive.
Uh-huh.
And it was a thriving company. Then we had Frank Sinatra, we had Nat King Cole, we had Kitty Callan on, we had, Peggy Lee was on our label.
Mm-hmm.
We had, what's her name? Oh, I can't even think. Rosemary Clooney.
Uh-huh.
You know, the older stock of singers back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 57 years old now. August the 13th was my birthday. And,
happy birthday, Saul.
Thank you. And what it is I'd like to do is to try to resurrect some of the old styles of good listening music mm-hmm. When it comes to the ballads and things like that. And this is really my first attempt with mm-hmm. I'm on Fire. And Nothing Like Your Love.
Now, from here, is there an album planned to go
with
this?
Yes, there is. The single, from what I understand, is to introduce the public once again to Solomon King after not being in the States for the last 15 years
mm-hmm.
and being in Europe. And from what I understand, that we'll go into probably finish up the album sometime around January.
Super. And then the album out next year.
And then the album will be out next year.
Concert? Are there any concerts planned immediately, or
yes,
is that in the future?
Yes, there are. We're planning on doing a lot of promotion with this record, and there's television being lined up for me, national TV, and there's also I'm meeting some of the people that are directly connected with the record,
mm-hmm.
Like Barry White and Barry White's publishing company, his music company. on these songs. And I like to meet the old guy. They tell me he weighs about 425 pounds now. Makes me look like a midget. I thought me weighing 300. By the way, I'm getting ready to lose about 40 of those.
Looks like you've lost
pounds.
A little.
Well, I have. Yeah. I'm trying. I really am. I don't think it's good, especially in hot weather, to be so heavy that you just, you know, especially in high altitudes, it's really something. But you know, we were talking about it. You know, we've been all over and on the West Coast and so forth and so on. And when I came back into southern Utah again, saw those beautiful mountains and saw the Virgin Canyon there and everything coming from Las Vegas this morning and then coming into St. George and, you know, on up to into Panguitch and all. That's such a beautiful area. Mm-hmm. Really is. And we went over the Cedar Mountain coming down into Cedar Breaks. And that's so pretty that way, just coming over the mountain there.
Pretty.
My son's here from England.
Great.
And he'll be here for a few days with us, and we're going to show him southern Utah. We're going to Zions and to Bryce Canyon and to Capitol Reef, all the places that Dad's written them about and told them about.
So this is kind of the break before you hit the promotion trail again.
Yeah, it is. We're leaving for Phoenix, Arizona, where we'll be making our headquarters for the winter. And then probably in the summertime back into this area a little bit and then up on the Oregon coast.
Solomon, it sounds great.
Thank you, Larry.
It's exciting.
A pleasure to be with you. And once again, to all of your listeners, thank you so much for getting behind us with this concert. And I hope you'll enjoy the record in your home.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And best of luck with you.
Thank you so much.
You know, darling, broke the mold when they made you. You're an original.